You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 9, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the Tyree Nichols video battle exposes systemic gaps. In January 2023, the brutal beating of Tyree Nichols by officers in Memphis, Tennessee shocked the nation. A federal judge recently ordered the city of Memphis to release additional body camera footage from this tragic event. This decision followed a motion filed by the legal team representing the family of Tyree Nichols. The ruling marks a major step forward in the continuous struggle for total transparency. This case highlights a long history of community struggles against state power in the United States. Today, the fight over who controls police camera footage is a central battleground. This battle represents a long, complicated struggle that stretches back more than a century. To understand the current crisis, one must examine how the systems of supervision have developed over time. Before the invention of personal video recorders, communities had to fight hard to prove police misconduct. Historically, the testimony of a police officer carried absolute weight in the legal system. This unchecked authority often left victims of abuse without any legal recourse. For many decades, an unwritten code of silence protected officers from internal and external accountability. This practice made internal whistleblowing extremely rare. The push for independent oversight began to gain momentum during the Progressive Era. In the 1920s, citizens began gathering to document instances of misconduct and physical abuse. Later, the federally appointed Wickersham Commission of 1931 officially documented widespread police brutality. The commission revealed that police departments consistently targeted marginalized and poor communities. During the civil rights struggles of the 1960s, community activists developed new tactics to protect residents. Following the death of Robert L. Reese in Seattle in 1965, activists organized the Freedom Patrols. These volunteers walked the streets to manually document police actions. Through these efforts, communities worked to counter official narratives and highlight systemic racial disparities. In 1968, the Kerner Commission recommended independent civilian oversight, but departments strongly resisted these changes. The nature of police supervision changed forever with the introduction of portable video technology. In March 1991, a bystander named George Holliday filmed the brutal arrest of Rodney King in Los Angeles. This recording bypassed the official filters of the police department. The broadcast of this footage shocked viewers worldwide and made police brutality impossible to deny. In the wake of this crisis, federal lawmakers took decisive action. Congress passed Section 14,141 of the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994. This law granted the United States Department of Justice the power to investigate local departments for unconstitutional behavior. These investigations often resulted in court-ordered reform agreements known as consent decrees. The tragic death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014 triggered a new wave of protests. The absence of video evidence led to conflicting stories and intense civil unrest. Consequently, civil rights advocates demanded the widespread adoption of body-worn cameras. The federal government responded by providing millions of dollars in matching grants to local departments to purchase these devices. This shift coincided with a broader shift toward punitive policies that defined the modern criminal justice era. The fatal encounter involving Tyree Nichols was not an isolated incident of individual misconduct. Rather, it resulted directly from systemic practices within the Memphis Police Department. The officers involved belonged to a specialized unit known as Scorpion, which stands for Street Crimes Operations to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. This unit was established in 2021 to target violent crime in specific areas. The department utilized a strategy known as saturation policing to flood minority neighborhoods. Under this policy, officers received broad discretion to conduct high-volume traffic stops. Officers frequently targeted drivers for minor infractions to search for drugs and illegal weapons. These aggressive tactics escalated rapidly and disproportionately harmed Black communities. Specialized units like Scorpion often operate with limited supervision. They frequently employ inexperienced officers who receive training focused on confrontation rather than safety. The culture within these units prioritizes aggressive arrests over community trust. Following the public outrage over the death of Tyree Nichols, the city permanently deactivated the Scorpion unit. The body cameras worn by the Memphis officers recorded the brutal beating in high definition. The initial release of this graphic footage led to the rapid termination of the officers. Furthermore, prosecutors filed state murder charges within weeks of the incident. This rapid action demonstrated the power of visual evidence in the modern era. However, a fierce legal battle soon emerged over the remaining recorded material. Local authorities and defense attorneys fought to keep hours of additional footage sealed. They argued that publicizing the video would jeopardize the right of the officers to a fair trial. A coalition of media organizations and family lawyers challenged these protective orders in court. In late 2023, a federal judge ruled in favor of transparency, forcing the release of 21 hours of additional recordings. This additional material revealed crucial details about the aftermath of the beating. The footage showed officers falsifying their accounts and coordinating their stories. One officer was filmed removing his camera and placing it on a patrol vehicle to hide his conversations. The legal proceedings against the former Memphis officers took place in both state and federal courts. Some observers wondered how officers could face trials in both systems without violating constitutional protections. Under the dual sovereignty doctrine, both the federal government and state governments are distinct sovereign entities. Therefore, an individual can be prosecuted by both authorities for the same action without violating the Double Jeopardy Clause. This legal framework reflects the complex dynamics of American federalism. In state court, prosecutors charge the officers with second-degree murder, official misconduct, and aggravated assault. In May 2025, a state jury acquitted the three officers who chose to go to trial, namely, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith. This jury was selected from a majority white county outside of Memphis. The acquittal shocked many community members who believed the video evidence was definitive. Meanwhile, the other two officers, Emmett Martin III and Desmond Mills Jr., avoided these trials. They chose to plead guilty to both state and federal charges. As part of their plea agreements, they testified against their former colleagues during the federal civil rights trial in October 2024. Although the federal trial originally resulted in convictions for the remaining three officers, a federal judge ordered a retrial in August 2025 due to concerns over judicial bias. In December 2024, the Department of Justice released a detailed report on the Memphis Police Department. The federal investigation concluded that officers regularly used excessive force. The report also documented systemic racial discrimination against black residents. However, the push for a federal consent decree soon faced strong local resistance. Memphis Mayor Paul Young flatly refused to sign a voluntary consent decree with the federal government. He cited the high financial costs and the loss of local municipal control. The mayor argued that the city had already implemented numerous internal reforms independently. This refusal created a tense standoff between the city and federal civil rights officials. This standoff ended abruptly in May 2025 due to political shifts at the federal level. The Department of Justice, under new leadership, reversed its course. Federal officials officially retracted the findings of constitutional violations. Furthermore, the federal government closed the investigation into the Memphis Police Department without enforcing any mandatory reforms. This decision highlighted how federal oversight remains highly vulnerable to changing political administrations. Civilian oversight boards have become a mainstream method for tracking police misconduct. However, many of these boards lack the legal authority to enforce discipline. Research shows that only 19% of large municipal forces feature a board with independent investigative power. Without this authority, civilian boards often serve as advisory panels that cannot hold officers accountable. Even with limited power, civilian oversight boards serve an important purpose. Jurisdictions with active boards experience higher rates of excessive force complaints. This statistical increase does not necessarily indicate a rise in police violence. Rather, it suggests that citizens feel more comfortable reporting misconduct when an independent body exists. This trust is crucial for building better relationships between communities and police. To achieve true reform, civilian boards must receive independent subpoena power and disciplinary authority. Without these tools, they cannot pierce the code of silence that protects misconduct. The fight for robust civilian oversight remains an essential pillar of the broader civil rights movement. This reform, alongside public access to footage, represents the path forward for communities seeking safety and justice. The Tyre Nichols case demonstrates that body cameras alone cannot guarantee justice. The rules that govern how officers use this technology are incredibly important. When officers retain control over when to record, the potential for abuse remains high. In Memphis, several deputies and officers failed to activate their cameras or actively hid them. To address these loopholes, some departments are adopting stricter policies. These modern rules shift the burden of proof to the officer when a camera is turned off during a use of force incident. If an officer fails to record, the department automatically launches an internal investigation. This policy prevents officers from using technical failures to obscure misconduct. Ultimately, technology is merely a tool within a larger, historical system. Historically, institutions have used exploitative historical practices to maintain control over black bodies. True accountability requires independent civilian oversight, clear policies, and consistent legal consequences. Until these systemic reforms are achieved, the battle over the tape will remain a critical frontier in the fight for civil rights. Copyright, African Elements.